Hello?
What do I want? I want Cadbury's.
The Cadbury Show! Well, hiya, Purse, old pal.
Good eye, Jack.
What are you reading there, Purse?
Me comics.
Comics?
Yeah. Superman, Dick Tracy, Hopalong. But me favorite's Chick's Own. The words are easier to sound.
Oh, Purse, that sort of reading won't do you any good. You ought to read really good stuff.
Well, what's wrong with this? In one of these comics, Dick Whittington is on his way to London to become Lord Mayor.
You must have missed an episode. He's there. You know, Purse, you ought to improve your mind and read something a little bit higher.
I do. I read Flash Gordon and his spacemen.
No. Purse, not that sort of high. I mean books about highbrows.
What do I want to read about eyebrows for? I got two of my own.
No, Purse, you got the wrong idea entirely. Now, what you need is to broaden your outlook. You ought to read highbrow stuff and deep books.
Well, what's a deep book?
Oh, 40,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
It's a mad place to play football under the sea.
Purse, really, don't you know any classics? Listen, have you ever heard of Tosti's Goodbye?
No, but I've heard of The Sailor's Farewell.
No, Purse, no. Listen, do you know that Edgar Allan Poe's Raven?
What's he mad about?
Oh, forget it, Purse. Look, maybe you would like an autobiography.
It wouldn't be any good. I haven't got a car. Anyway, I'll get Elsie to tell me all about books. She's inside writing one herself.
Writing a book, is that so? What's it all about?
It must be about the men in her life.
Oh, what makes you think that?
Well, she's got chap one, chap two, chap three.
Hello, chaps.
Oh, hiya, Reg.
Well, it's Reg Galsworthy. Hey, are you interested in good reading?
My word. And I have some very good reading right here in my hand.
Yeah, well, that's one way to bring in the commercial.
True. But I can believe what I read. I've tasted Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. And like most people in Australia, I know that dairy milk is the smoothest, creamiest chocolate money can buy. Dairy milk, remember, is good chocolate right through. It's a smooth blend of the world's best chocolate, plus a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full cream milk in each half pound. That rich, full cream milk makes dairy milk chocolate doubly satisfying. It also means that dairy milk is good for you because each thick, chunky square is rich in wholesome nourishment into the bargain. Talking of bargains in good chocolate, don't forget the quarter pound block now costs only 2 shillings. No wonder most people prefer dairy milk. Why, most people say, I want Cadbury's.
Hello, Jellybean.
Hi, Elsie. What are you doing with the typewriter?
Hello, boys. I'm writing a novel.
A novel?
What are you writing about, Jellybean?
I'm writing about the things I know.
That won't be a novel. That'll be a short story.
There. One more remark like that and I'll kill you off in chapter one.
Oh, well, I'm going to be in it, am I?
Yeah, and Purse, we're all in it. Under different names, of course.
What made you decide to write a book, Els?
Well, Purse, in this morning's paper it said a housewife earned £10,000 for her first novel. Well, as I'm a sort of housewife, need I say more? No, stand still, Jack. Don't move.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm studying you.
I don't think I like this.
You're my main character, Jack. Mm. You don't seem to realize what this means. My novel may turn out to be another Gone with the Wind.
Yeah? Well, that makes me Scarlett O'Hara.
Well, some of the things I'm writing might make you Scarlett.
What about me, Jellybean?
Oh, I've got you in just as you are, Percy.
But you don't know what I'm really like. On the surface, I'm carefree and gay. But deep down inside me, I'm intense and sensitive. I feel things.
Oh, that's indigestion. Now, do you mind if I ask you a few questions, Jack?
No, Elsie, you go right ahead.
Well, now, what was your reaction when you came to this country for the first time, a lonely migrant stowed away on a cattle boat? And as you steamed into port, you clutched your little knapsack to you and you wept unashamedly.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Is this what you're writing about?
Yes, good, isn't it?
But it isn't true.
Oh, that's what writers do. They take the truth and twist it.
What are you writing about me, Jellybean?
I don't like to say it first.
Oh, go on.
No.
Go on.
No, I couldn't tell you.
Yes, you could.
No, I could not say it first. Yes, you'll only laugh at me.
No, I won't. Go on, tell us.
Oh, all right, then. You're the lean and lanky Latin lover.
Me? Lean and lanky?
Boy, she twisted you so hard she wrung you out.
Here, let's read some of it.
No, Percy, you can wait till it's a bestseller and buy a copy.
Oh, go on, just a glance. These pages here.
Oh, Percy!
Hey, listen to this, Jack. How's the title? Give yourself a pat on the back or Up with the Wind.
Ah, that's real brilliant.
Hey, here's the bit where you come in, Jack. Into my life came a man called Jack Sappy.
Sappy?
I told you I'd change your name. You wouldn't want to be recognized, would you, Jack?
Oh, I don't know. You carry on, Percy. This I must hear.
Jack Sappy was to become a great radio star. Yeah. His voice charmed millions and his personality made women swoon.
Yeah, well, Elsie, you write very well. Go on, Percy.
Made women swoon. It was no wonder that he turned into such a big ham he fitted neatly between two pieces of bread. Oh, that's extra good, Jellybean. Extra good.
Well, would you like to hear the bit about you, Percy?
No.
I would.
Then I'll read it to you, Jack. Here we are. Purse Frown.
You changed my name too, I see. Purse Frown.
Please don't interrupt. Purse Frown is a colourful character who lives near me. He's a real funny old coot.
Hey, I thought I was the lean and lanky Latin lover.
Oh, well, that's later on when I get to know you better. Shall I go on?
Definitely not. I reckon this is insulting. When you said I was the Latin lover, I thought you'd have me rushing around saying all sorts of romantical things.
What sort of romantical things, Percy?
Anyone for tennis? Oh, I've just had a love game.
Hi.
How do you do? I'm Potter from the Poets Club.
Potter? But weren't you Mr. Apollo last week, the physical culture man?
Oh, that was just a business name. My dear old pater told me that brains were more important than brawn, so now I'm a publisher. Actually.
Oh, I love the way you say actually.
Do you really?
Yes.
Would you like me to say it for you again?
No, thank you.
Well, actually, I love to bury myself in a good book.
Actually, I wish you would.
Well, I'm Elsie Smith, the authoress.
I say, chaps, do you like poetry? Maybe you know some prose.
Oh, I know lots of prose. Freddie Dawson, George Barnes, Bobby Sin.
Oh, pugilist!
And pew to you too.
No, old boy. When I mentioned prose, I was referring to verses.
Yeah, well, I saw Freddie Dawson versus George Barnes, Bobby Sin.
Oh,
versus...
ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. No, no.
Now, don't take any notice of them, Mr. Potter. You know, they don't understand the finer feelings of we writers. There's something deep down inside of me that just has to come out.
I say, old gal, why don't you take a boat trip?
Oh, Mr. Potter, you are a worm.
Yes, actually, I'm a scream. And by the way, old gal, there's no need to call me Potter. My friends call me by my first name, Cuthbert. Mr. Percy, do you think I should be called Cuthbert?
You look like you should be called an ambulance.
Tell me, Cuthbert, is there any hope for me?
Oh, I should think so. You might find a short-sighted man.
I mean, is there any hope for my book?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Always remember the words of the immortal bard. There was a young lady from Worcester who said that the policeman had pushed her.
Aye, 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 aye.
Oh, I'm so sorry, old boy. Oh, dear. I just come from the Poets' Convention. But before I go, my dear, let me give you a few words of advice.
Yes, Mr. Shortfellow.
Yes. Just keep writing. Keep plugging. Like a reporter who gets wrapped up in his paper like...
Fish and chips?
Precisely. Keep your nose to the grindstone, and perhaps Purse can help you.
Yeah, I'll turn the handle.
Now, I must pop off. I'm writing a special spot for a book.
Oh? What part of the book is a spot for?
The fly leaf. Oh, well, tiddly-bye.
Lorraine Witter steps in to say, I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful.
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I just think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? All of my hats are unsightly, all of my dresses are crime. So if, dear, in you I pick rightly, it's the very first time you came along, say, I think you're wonderful, I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? Deuces to me are all aces. Life is to me just a bore. Faces are wide open spaces. Why, you could be John Barrymore. You came along, say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. You said that Edison would never make that light. You laughed at Mr. Franklin with his key and kite. The point of this song is I'm always wrong, but with you, baby, I'm also right.
While on this subject of bestsellers, let's not forget Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. Dairy milk is top favorite, no doubt about that, because more and more people enjoy its deep, satisfying flavor. Dairy milk is made from Cadbury quality chocolate. On top of that, each half-pound block contains the nourishing goodness of a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full-cream milk. It's worth remembering that next time you feel like a deep-flavored milk chocolate. Dairy milk is rich and creamy, and the quarter-pound block costs only 2 shillings. Tomorrow, ask for Cadbury's Dairy Milk at your chocolate counter. For deep-down flavor and good chocolate value, be sure to say, I want Cadbury's.
Well, how do you like that? I'm such a ham, I fit neatly between 2 slices of bread.
And I'm a funny old coot. Some book Elsie's writing.
Yeah, it's insulting, that's what it is. I think we ought to tear it up.
Better than that, we'll burn it. Come on, chuck it on the fire.
Ah, good work. There. Now we've changed its title to Forever Ember.
Ah, there you are, boys. I'm going to reread my book. Now, what I always say is there's nothing like a good book in a roaring fire.
Unless it's a good book in a roaring fire.
Uh-oh. Where's my novel?
Don't worry, Jellybean. It went out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah? You really writ a red-hot novel. That's a hot one.
So you burnt it, eh? Very smart. If I'd known the type of people I was dealing with, I would have made a carbon copy.
Yeah, that would have been clever.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do know the type of people I'm dealing with.
What, you mean you've got another copy?
Yes, and it's with the publisher.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Mm. And I'm already working on a sequel.
Are we in that one too?
Yes. You run a plantation in Queensland and all the workers refuse to work for you. I'm calling it the sugarcane mutiny.
Oh, listen, Els. Jack and I have talked it over.
Yes.
And, well, nothing personal, mind you, but we're suing you for libel.
Oh, purse, are you? I was keeping it as a surprise, but I intended sharing the money from my book three ways.
You mean share it with me and Jack?
Yes, but of course that's the way you feel about it. Of course, a bestseller would earn about £5,000 each.
Gee, just think of that, 5,000 quid.
Hey, Purse, where's your pride? Remember, she called you a funny old coot.
She can call me anything she likes for 5,000 quid.
Yeah, but Purse, she said I'm a great big ham. Have a heart.
Here, have a gross. I can get it for you wholesale.
What's that?
It's me, Sam Poole. Turned inside out again, hasn't it? Hey, my motto is speed in service. Well, if I'm not quick, I won't get away with anything, will I? Hey, here, Mrs. Cor, how would you like a gross of grass green, grand grey, grow grain?
No.
Oh, well, that was a popular reception. I didn't think you would. Here, wait a minute. Don't go away. Here, what about this here plastic orange squeezer? It's for squeezing plastic apples.
No, thanks, Sam. Oh, look. What's happened to your suitcase? Everything in it seems to have been broken.
Yes. Pity, isn't it? But the cops took it off me for inspection, see?
Well, surely they wouldn't break things.
No. But they decided to drop the case. Oh, very funny. Oh, clever stuff. Here, hey, Mrs., how would you like a nice doily to put on your table?
A nice doily?
No, a doily newspaper. See? If you do that, you can have a new one every day.
Oh!
Hey, Sam, Elsie's got a book going.
She has, righto. I'll have a quid each way on it.
No. She's written her own story. It's a novel.
Oh, cool. Copper of mine did that once. Only they didn't call it a novel. They called it a confession.
Yeah, well, Elsie expects to get £1,000 for hers.
Oh! Well, my copper got life imprisonment for his. Hey.
Sam, would you like me to read the part where you come in?
Oh, lummy. Am I in it?
Yes. Ooh. Listen. Sam Ball.
Aye.
I changed the name so you wouldn't be recognised, see?
Oh, that's all right, missus. I often do that myself. I wear rubber gloves, too, you know, and a mask. Yeah.
Oh, well, Sam Ball was a likeable little man, but he didn't have a heart.
No. Well, it wasn't my fault.
Well, whose fault was it?
Well, it was me dear old mother's. She told me best friend I had a heart of gold. And me best friend, the thieving perisher, swiped the blooming thing. Hey, here, look, hey, talking of thieving, that reminds me. I'm going to drop in on the bank manager in half an hour.
Oh, is he expecting you?
No, he's not expecting me. I'm just going to drop in through the skylight. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Here to sing Hoagie Carmichael's Stardust for the Cadbury Show is Reg Gray.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. That melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall, when stars were bright, you were in my arms. The nightingale told his fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Oh, I dream in bed. In my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Beside a garden wall, when stars were bright, you were in my arms. The nightingale told his fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Oh, I dream in vain. In my heart, it will remain my saddest melody.
There are two important reasons why Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate is smoother and creamier. Firstly, it's know-how. Cadbury's have been making this world-favorite chocolate for more years than I care to remember. Secondly, it's quality. Cadbury quality that means the finest ingredients plus perfect blending in that factory by mountain and sea. Each thick, chunky square of Dairy Milk Chocolate testifies to its own nourishing goodness. And goodness at a new low price. Plus that, it's deep-flavored chocolate with a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full-cream milk in each half pint. Ask for Dairy Milk in the shining purple and gold wrapper. Buy a quarter-pound block tomorrow for only 2 shillings. Dairy Milk, your reason, everyone's good reason for... I want Cadbury!
Purse, look!
What is it, Jellybean?
Look, the publishers have sent me a check for £25 as a retainer. They're going to publish my novel.
Gee, that's wonderful. Oh. That's terrific. Now, let's see. What's a third of 25 quid?
Money, money, money. Don't you ever think about anything else?
Too right I do. Let me hold you in my arms.
No, Purse. You were going to sue me, remember?
Oh, but that's all over now. Jellybean, you're the girl of my dreams.
Oh, yeah? Well, Jack tells me that when you talk in your sleep, you always call me Marilyn.
Well, everyone dreams of opposites. Oh, Jellybean, let me taste your lips. Let me hold you in my arms. These arms of mine were made for you.
No, Purse, they couldn't be. I'd never get them through my sleeves.
Jellybean.
What?
I've often seen the girl over the road sitting in her boyfriend's car kissing him. Wouldn't you like to do that?
Yes, but I hardly know him.
Jellybean. I love that face, that nose, that eye.
Eye?
I can only see one from here. My darling, whose little hand is this?
Yours, Purse.
And whose little handbag is this?
Yours, Purse.
And whose little check is this?
Mine, Purse. You still only get a third.
Hi, Elsie. Written any more bestsellers?
Don't you laugh, Jack Happy. I just received a check for £25 and a notice to say that they're going to publish my books.
What?
See?
And a third share of the 25 smackers is mine.
Oh, you've changed sides, eh, Purse? Oh, well, when I win the court case, I'll keep all the money myself.
You mean you'll still sue?
Of course I will. I read all that book, and in another part she describes my legs as hairy and shapeless. Well, I'm not going to let Elsie bandy my legs about.
Come in. Why, it's Mr. Potter.
How do you do? Actually, I was passing, so I didn't.
No, Mr. Potter. I'm so excited about you publishing my book. I do come in. Now, here's Purse, and this is Jack Happy.
How do you do? Read any good books, Snackley?
Oh, that reminds me of the Russian parking policeman. One said, booked any good reds lately. Booked any good reds? Read any good book? Oh, I'll leave it for another show.
Oh, Purse. Purse? Surely you're not actually the Purse Brown in Elsie's book.
I'm the lean and lanky Latin lover.
Mm. One thing I'll say about you, Miss Elsie. You do have a vivid imagination.
Aye, aye, aye.
Cuthbert.
Yes?
I'm writing a sequel to my first book, you know. It's a story of my life, but it's a long, drawn-out affair. What am I saying?
Well, that rather brings me to the reason for my visit, old gal.
Oh, the contract? Well, I won't allow you the film rights.
Now, Cecil B. DeMille thinks her book could make a spectacle of itself.
No, actually, I'm afraid I have bad news. I have to admit a terrible mistake in my own office.
Yeah, well, the mistake was that Elsie wrote the book in the first place.
No. My secretary left to get married last week, and not concentrating on her work, she attached the wrong name to your manuscript.
You mean you won't be publishing my book?
Well, actually, no. I was just sick when I discovered the error, because I know what it means to someone writing their first book.
Hey, what about the 25 quid?
I insist that Miss Elsie accept it as some form of recompense for the disappointment we have caused.
Thank you, but I just couldn't accept.
Oh, but I insist.
No, I couldn't. No,
please.
Oh, all right, then.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I must get back to the office. We're publishing this new book entitled She Only Landed in the Jam Because the Door Was Ajar. Oh, dear, what a scream I am. Well, tiddly-bye.
Hey. Billy Vane, you wrote a wonderful book.
Yes, you did write a wonderful book. It was definitely a true life story. I am a great big ham.
And I'm a funny old coot.
Yeah, sure you are.
Come on, Else, cry or something. Don't just stand there.
I can't cry. This thing is deeper than tears.
Oh, just wait till you write your second novel.
There'll be no second novel!
Oh, Jelly Bean, don't cry.
Well, make up your mind. Do you want me to cry or don't you?
It's no good getting yourself upset and sad about it.
Well, I'm not sad for myself. I'm sad for the world.
Aye?
Mankind will never benefit from these immortal pages.
Oh, Miss Elsie, I have some spiffing news.
Why, it's Mr. Potter from the publishers. What cooks, Cuffy?
Well, we are actually going to use Miss Elsie's book after all.
Yes.
Yes, your book will be distributed all over the world, especially for brides.
Ah, that must be the romance in it.
Yeah, just think, your book will be one of the many blessings showered on the bride on her wedding day.
It'll be showered on her, all right. We're making it into confetti.
It now costs only 2 shillings for a satisfying quarter-pound block of Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. Yes, and Cadbury's Candy Nut, Fruit and Nut, Milk Lunch, Old Jamaica Energy, all at this new low price. In Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate, there's the extra flavor of that glass and a half of pure, fresh, full-cream milk in each half pound. You'll really enjoy those 21 squares made thick and chunky with Cadbury quality chocolate. Ask for these Cadbury favorites at your chocolate counter. Remember, the price, 2 shillings. That's today's best value in fine chocolate. Today's best reason for... I want Cadbury's. In tonight's Cadbury show, you heard Ward Leopold as Sam Poole, Frank Strain as Cuthbert Potter, John Mellon as Jack Happy, Kevin Brennan as our old friend Purse, and as Elsie, Rita Pornsford. Songs are by Lorraine Winder and Reg Gray to the music of Wilbur Kentwell. Script, Hugh Stuckey, production, Noel Judd. Now, this is Reginald Goldsworthy saying good night to you all from the Cadbury Show.